Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverine's Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
The water from my hand, contagious as you think I am. Just took myself towards your domain. You can't run it over again.
Baby,
Radio on this Tuesday night. It is 81 degrees, and I got the air conditioner on, and I tell you what, it is hot. Hey, Russell, Marco, how y'all doing, brother?
All doing as well as you'd be expecting, my friend. Just enjoying nice weather here in Texas. We finally got a break from the rain. There's a little shit stirring up in the Gulf already, man, and it's only April. We had a very mild friggin' winter for all intents and purposes. The Gulf water never really cooled off that much, and we're way overdue over here in Texas for some hairy shit. I think we might get it this year.
All right. So might get some of that hurricane weather down there this year too, you know. Hey, Virgil, how you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing good. Shit, my temperature in my truck says it's 100 outside over here.
Yeah, well, you're a little further down from where I'm at, so yeah. So, but hey, you know, a lot of stuff going on. We have some more shootings today. Probably have some more shootings tomorrow. And while they're screaming gun control, gun sales are going up and everything. So, but I don't know, guys. It's getting crazy. You know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as we've been telling people for a long time, and one of the things I find most interesting is the people who are now just kind of waking up to what's going on and going, whoa, wait a minute, what the fuck? You know, what they fail to understand is they've been as messed up as they are right now for a long time. It's just now being exposed. And, the more that comes out, the worse it's going to get. There's definitely lines drawn in the sand, and these radicals, Antifa, Black Panthers, and these things that call themselves transitioning or whatever, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is not only unscientific, it's humanly impossible. You know, if I whack my pee-pee off, that doesn't make me a woman. That makes me a guy that was dumb enough to cut off his favorite toy. You know, ladies and gentlemen, stop it. You've got to stand up and say something. And it's starting to happen a little bit here and there, but there are deep lines drawn in the sand. These crooked, corrupted son of a bitches, they will convict Trump. They don't care what the world thinks about it, how weak the case is. Now, it'll probably get thrown out from there, but I guarantee they will not get a fair trial in New York. It's not going to happen. So you might as well just, you know, with all your flag waving and all that kind of shit, because America's not going to stand up. The Republican Party is not going to stand up. And, let's go all the way back to our first president of the United States, Mr. George Washington himself, who said upon being elected that we don't need a party system in America. It doesn't work, all right? Somewhere down the line, people will stop working for the people and will become part of the party's agenda, okay? We watched this happen really a whole lot over the last 3 or 4 decades. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's not getting any better. War's being exposed. Republicans... And Democrats are working hand in hand, and I guarantee you they'll hem-haw around, and Joe Biden will get his budget, and they will raise our taxes, because that's what the uniparty does. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no fixing this at the voting booth. They've done learned that you cheat, get away with it. They've done it twice. You don't think it's happening again. Your sense of logic is way out of whack somewhere. And it's not going to stop, you know. A prime example, I hate to beat a dead horse, but this Bud Light thing, okay? Here it is. One of these things, gender thingies, it, whatever you want to call it, walked into a school, a Christian school, killed six people, walked out of there, and then Budweiser put one of these things or one of these kids on its hand, and it's like no respect. The White House said nothing about the shooting and stuff, but these crazy bitches that caused an insurrection in, I think it was Kentucky, were expelled from the
school.
They didn't look that good because they were black.
Russell, you're kind of chopping up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is that better? But
that's a lot better.
Okay. You know, it's just, look, these people are violent. You know, what they accuse us of, and this has been a long, long running playbook in the Democrat Party, any Communist Party, as far as that goes, is blame your political enemies for the stuff that you are actually doing. All right, we hadn't had any mega Republicans go out and shoot up a bank or a school or anything like that. But you know, it's evil guns, and that's as far from wrong as I mean that's completely illogical. And then you take the fact of hang on, I lost my train of thought there, man. I mean, did y'all have any thoughts on any of that?
Oh, I agree with you 100%. That's what, go ahead, Virgil.
Well, Russell, here's the way I see what's going to happen. Okay. Trump, okay, he was a good president, damn good president. But his downfall was he didn't know when to keep his mouth shut. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's arrogant. He's egotistical. But, you know, he was a good president. We did have a good economy going. We had it better then than we do now. Okay, he's going to say something about this Budweiser transgender shit. And sure as the day you were born, they are going to come out and they are going to say that it's homophobic, it's racist, it's this, it's that, it's the other. They're going to throw the gas onto the fire like you wouldn't believe.
Okay? Oh, they did that yesterday, Uncle.
And when it comes down to it, when Trump starts hitting these rallies, he better have his head on a swivel, because every place he goes is going to be a hot LZ. I guarantee you, one of these unspooled motherfuckers is going to try to take Trump out. I guarantee it.
I could.
You can see it a mile away. You know? Go ahead, Rex.
I was just telling Virgil, I couldn't concur more. I mean, the hatred for this man. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, this goes all the way back to what we told you, what, 14 going on 15 years ago, okay, when they ushered Obama in, okay? Hillary was the anointed one. It was supposed to be 8 years of Obama to set all this shit up, which he did, all the racism and hate and division and all that kind of shit, tear down our military. And then Hillary was supposed to come along and finish the job, okay? But here comes Trump, wins the election, starts tearing America down. Their hatred for this man runs for the fact that their handlers, the people they sold us to, yes, you, people listening to us, me, Virgil, Joseph, they told all of us, foreign country and corporations long ago. Their handlers are getting itchy. But let me tell you something. Right now, with a poll they just ran, Trump has got 56% of the Republican support. DeSantis only has 23%. And the rest of the so-called runners-up or whatever, are in the single digits and stuff like that. Okay. The American people are still behind Trump, but what is that worth if they won't stand up and fight for what they believe in? And I'm telling you, they're going to railroad this guy in New York. We've told you for years now that these people know we know that they're corrupt. We know they know we're lying to them, that they're lying to us. I mean, they just don't care. It's all about power and finishing this deal up to get to bring in this what they call their Great Reset. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something. And I kind of lost my cool a little earlier today with a young lady. She's probably in her 30s or so. So wrote in there, oh, well, we were almost robbed and da-da-da-da-da and all this kind of stuff, you know. And it was really hard to do. But I prayed for my enemies. I prayed for that guy, you know. And I was like, well, you're a fucking idiot, okay? It says right there in the Bible. And this is the shit they won't teach you, right there in the Bible. Exodus 22, verse 2. I'm paraphrasing it because I don't remember it exactly. But if a man comes into your house or into your property to harm your family, to rob you, and you kill him, that is not a blood sin. That is a guiltless blood taking because it's right there in the Bible. That now, if you let this guy rob you, you go, that somebody snuck up on him, he got away. You go after him, after the effect of what happened. Then that becomes revenge. And, you know, that's going to get you in hot water, all right? But defending yourself is completely, wholeheartedly biblical. But you don't hear these preachers talking about that shit, none at all. You don't hear them coming out when Jesus said, let those who do not work not eat. Have you ever heard a preacher throw that verse out there in a sermon? No.
Nope.
You haven't. Because these fuckers are more interested in keeping their tax-exempt status. They don't want no trouble for the government. So they're going to speak half-truth. They're going to lie right there in the Bible. Now, I've said 1,000 times, all right? I don't care what the fuck you sleep with, okay? It's absolutely no skin on my back, off my back. I promise you, there is not a human being on the earth that could give a fuck less than I do about what you sleep with, okay? That's between you and your creator, all right? It's not me to judge. I've got plenty of shit I got to be explaining at pearly gates anyway, okay? I ain't worried about your shit. But the Bible also says that for a man to lay with a man or a woman to lay with a woman is an abomination to the Lord. Not a sin, not this, not an abomination. Now, I don't know exactly, you know, what y'all were taught in grammar, but if it's an abomination, that means it's like real ugly and you're probably going to get taken to the fucking woodshed, all right?
Yep.
And, you know, you don't hear these truths anymore. You don't hear that.
It's like I was talking to a lady the other day. We were having the same exact discussion on Twitter, and she was like, I was talking to another lady about, you know, she was a liberal, but her and I were having a decent conversation, and she agreed with me a lot of stuff. And this other lady comes in, she goes, because I was telling her, you know, all this stuff is being shoved in our faces right now. right and left, you know, and I go, and I'd be damned if my grandchildren would still be caught up in this, especially my granddaughter. And, you know, she goes, and I agree with you. She goes, I'm liberal. She goes, but I will not let my children even go to this stuff. So there's a lot of us that are against this. And this other liberal goes, well, you're an obstacle. You're in your grandkids' way. I go, you're damn right I'm in their way. I go, they ain't going to be part of this shit.
Well, it's all coming down. It's just coming down. I'm just waiting for it. And, you know, it's going to fire up a lot of people. And it's mm-hmm. going to give an extra call for this gun control bullshit. And they're going to milk the cow on all four tits. And it's going to mm-hmm. be them that's going to be the perpetrators of it. They've done it before, okay? When it was Hillary Trump, and Trump won, what did Hillary do? Oh, no. No, he bought those votes. No, I want a recount. Blah, 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 blah. All of this, that, and the other. Raising hell and all this kind of stuff here. But Trump does it, and nothing gets said when she raises hell. But Trump mm-hmm. raises hell about his, which he had a legitimate excuse, which he had a legitimate case, and all hell breaks loose.
Yep.
All hell breaks loose. You know? They screwed up. They screwed up with Hillary Clinton. They put all their eggs in one basket. They trusted the media to carry that election. Okay? 100% they trusted the media, negative press, fake news, to carry that election, and it backfired on them. It backfired on them.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're through making mistakes. They're through making mistakes.
I heard the scary part of that, too, Virgil, is that, Russell, is that we've said this many times over, that these guys are so desperate. They're pretty much kind of losing control because everybody's waking up, like you guys were saying. So they're so desperate right now. This is the last playbook. They're going to be good. You're going to see more mass shootings.
That's why they are going to try to take Trump out. And I do not have any faith whatsoever in the Secret Service. They can be compromised. They've been compromised before. And
mm-hmm.
they're going to be compromised again.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah. And you see, what people don't understand, Virgil, is these people operate like true friggin' terrorists, man, like the cartels and stuff like that. You know, they will go and tell these people,
you're muffling out.
We will make you disappear. And they will. Because you have the CIA, the FBI, and the Department of Justice, along with the media, all strolling hand in hand with this thing. You know, you've got these people called James Revenge. Right, they have crisis pregnancy centers, right, for women who don't want to abort their kid, want to have a kid, but they need some help. You know, good solid operations and that kind of stuff there that'll help you. Well, these terrorists called James Revenge have been vandalizing, burning, you know, causing complete havoc at this place. And the FBI and along with the DOJ has not made one single arrest on these people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Russell, they still haven't arrested the people that tried to intimidate the Supreme Court justices. They're still running around free. They haven't arrested Hunter Biden yet. He's still running around freely, doing what he wants to do, you know, and it's plain and simple. And Ted Cruz said it. Ted Cruz said it in the last, you know, the Burisma investigation and all of that. I watched him on there, and he said it, you know, the reason and the other members of the committee were trying to avoid the witness, trying to object to the witness answering certain questions and legitimate questions that he was putting. And he said, you know, I understand you're trying to protect your president. You know, you're trying to protect your president, and there's a two-tier justice system in this country now. And it's true. It's true.
Yep. Well, they haven't even arrested Fauci or any of the other ones that we were promised, you know, and it's just a shit and pony show is all it is.
Oh, yeah, all these investigations and committees, ladies and gentlemen, the stone-cold evidence has been out there for years. Fucking Joe Biden, when he was vice president, paid to play in Ukraine when he withheld $1 billion in aid until the prosecutor investigating Hunter got fired. And he bragged about it on video. It's right there for the whole world. Right there for the whole fucking world to see, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you, that's why you have to understand. It is so very, very important that you understand that voting cannot fix this because the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ is infested with leftist bureaucrats that have been there for decades and aren't going anywhere. And that is what your deep state is. And the only way to fix it is to clean fucking house. And you know, there's a couple ways it could be done other than violence, but you're not going to get enough of the people to do anything to make a any kind of a real difference because they're still connected to the matrix. Well, what's the, I don't want to get no trouble. What are you doing? I guarantee you, if out of the 320 million people that live in this country, if half, it's 50%, and we got 70 plus million mega fucking constitutionalists out there, walked into their employer's office, and said, you know what, I'm tax exempt, and then you take your paycheck and whatever your taxes are, you just set that aside. Cut the money going off the water.
Yeah.
If you will get the very same results as you're getting with people dropping Bud Light, Budweiser. Their sales are down 80%.
80% of their customer base is gone. Kid Rock and Travis Tritt canceled their sponsorship. They sacrificed a couple of $1 million and they canceled Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch's sponsorship of their concerts.
Well, who's the other country? Is it John Rich? One Rich and whatever, big country star there, I guess, had, you know, several big hits and that kind of stuff. He owns a bar in Nashville, and he's catching all kinds of flack because when the Bud Light driver showed up over there to stock his Nashville bar, he told him, no, y'all just go on. We're not even going to serve y'all shit anymore. And this is happening across the country. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, Virgil, Joseph, we couldn't have a better example of America saying fuck you with their pocketbooks. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. You can do the same thing.
Oh, well, of course.
But if you're afraid of your government, ladies and gentlemen, if you live in fear of your government, you are suffering from the purest form of tyranny there is, because that's all tyranny is.
Yep.
It's fear of your government. Tyrants rule through fraud and force, okay? The fraud's been exposed. It's been exposed regularly here for at least 6, 7, 8 years solid now, all right? Just fact after fact, and nobody buy into it. Nobody stood up. Republicans, I don't know what they were doing. They were having a circle jerk or something while all this shit was going on. And you know, it's you know, it's there, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to stop. And you know, I hear y'all talk about how much you love your grandkids and stuff. No, I'm kind of in a spot now because all of a sudden my nieces decided they're gonna have a new string of babies. All right, so now I got two grand nieces and a grand nephew. So now I've been drug into, not that I wasn't already in it, but now it's not like fuck you, I'm gonna go fucking do what I gotta do and da-da-da like that and stuff. But now we've got to go to them, don't we, Virgil?
Oh yeah. I know you are preaching to the choir on that one, in several ways more than one. I'm in that predicament now, you know, and it's just like, you know, America saying fuck you with the pocketbook. Okay, I have been trying my ass off to tell these truck drivers, these fellow drivers of mine, that am I still on?
Yeah, you're on.
I got.
Okay, yeah, I heard a beep. I usually hear that. It cut. My phone's cut out. But I've been trying to tell these truck drivers, you know, shut the fuckers down just for a week. Totally shut everything down. Oh, well, man, I can't afford to shut my truck down. Man, I got bills to pay. Let me tell you something for all you truck drivers out there. If you can't afford to shut that truck down for a week, you already broke.
Yep. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, sadly.
You already broke. I shut mine down. I had to shut mine down for close to 4 months. For close to four fucking months.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm still here, and I'm back up and running again. So, that I can't afford to shut down bullshit. You need to lay off them lot lizards. That's all I can tell y'all.
And that Coors Light.
Well, I done gone to Pabst Blue Ribbon. That's right. I drink it for quite some time in the core, and I'll drink it again. I just got to get you back used to it. That's all.
I'm glad I quit drinking.
And my redneck white socks and my blue ribbon beer.
Yeah,
but you know, they are pushing this stuff in our faces hardcore, big time. And we also
Joseph, it also does this. It also does this. Okay. Prime hypothetical situation. 9/11. Okay, let's take those planes that crashed into the World Trade Centers and the Pentagon and the one that tried to crash into the White House. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
9/11, let's go back in time and let's just pick different targets. If they would have crashed those planes back then into Anheuser-Busch or Miller Brewing Company and Jack Daniels, within 24 hours, you would have seen 60,000 bass boats loaded down with everything that held a bullet, hauling ass across the Atlantic Ocean, going there to kill every one of them son of a bitches. The war would have been over 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's true.
We talked about that in depth too here on the show, ladies and gentlemen. The last war that was fought by the generals was World War II. All right. And it only took us 4 years to whoop Japan, Germany, and Italy down. 4 years. Unconditional fucking surrender.
That is
and
correct.
I said this 1,000 times. I'm going to say it one more time. There is no such thing as a negotiated peace. You kill the motherfucking enemy, and you keep killing them, and you keep killing them, and you keep bombing them, and you keep killing them until they get so tired of the killing, they beg for it to stop.
And stop letting the United Nations use us for their personal ATM machine, their international police force, and then letting them treat us like their bitch. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that the entire Social Security and Medicaid system could be deemed untouchable by just 2 years worth of funding that we put into the United Nations and other countries in foreign aid?
Mm-hmm.
We could increase VA pay, Social Security, and give the best of the best medical care to people, but instead we fund countries that hate us. We fund institutions like the United Nations, which is the biggest conglomerate of beggars, thieves, and pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
And we fund them hand over fist, no questions asked.
Yep.
Well,
gentlemen, if we cut off all the funding to these countries that hate us, and unless they are a staunch ally, there shouldn't be any money going somewhere. You know what? Take care of the American people. Let them figure them shit out for themselves. You know, personally, I don't give a fuck who's starving to death in Africa, okay? If Russia and fucking Ukraine want to go at it, fucking go at it, man. Shoot each other till you get tired of it, all right? We don't have a bit of business being there. There's absolutely no strategic interest for us to be in Ukraine other than trying to cover up all the crimes against humanity that were committed through Ukraine. You know, China wants to attack Taiwan. Well, you know what? Taiwan is part of China. All right? Always has.
That's right.
But anyway, if we took all this money that we waste on these fucking wars we don't need to be into, funding these fucking countries that hate us. Virgil was saying the UN and all this shit. The U.S. government has absolutely no business in education. You won't find a right for a big government agency anywhere in the Constitution. All right? It doesn't happen. But if we cut off all this funding and just directed that money to the national debt, in probably 30 years, we could pay off that $30 billion.
Well, we could pay the national debt off tomorrow if we had the nuts to tell China, you know, bill it to the dust and let the rain settle at you rice-eating motherfuckers. Fuck you, we ain't paying you. What are they going to do? What are they going to do, cut off chop suey to the Chinese restaurants? You know, what the fuck are they going to do?
Well,
China's got their own currency going now.
I fully understand where you're coming from, Virgil, and I agree with that, because this debt was put on by the government. American people, if they ask you, me, or Joey, or fucking whoever the fuck on the street, most of those people don't give a fuck about what's going on in other countries. It's none of our business. We don't need to be there. When did we become the fucking charity organization for the world? All right? You know, I don't give a fuck whether they're communist or democratic in Vietnam. I don't give a fuck whether they're fucking run by Islamic regime or not in the Middle East. Okay? We fucked that up. We blew that, you know. And it wasn't for the lack of the troops doing their job, because I tell you what, all through history, whether it was Korea, Vietnam, the Cold War, the drug war, this war, that war, we got people running around Somalia. You know what? Let those people figure it out themselves. They were dumb enough to let themselves be disarmed. Hey, you know what? Stupid shit hurts. Figure it out yourself. It's not my responsibility. Get the fuck out of my back pocket.
There you go. You use the magic word that's going to get you in a world of trouble. The R word, Russell. Responsibility. Responsibility. You know, don't look it up on your computer. Look it up. Pick up a dictionary. That thing, you know, that's a looks like a book. It's got paper pages in it and words wrote on it. Look that word up, people. A lot of you. Look that word up. Responsibility. Responsibility. You know.
Well, this generation with no responsibilities, it hit them in the face that they're afraid of it.
Well, you're absolutely right, Joseph. They are afraid of it. You know, it comes down to whoever invented the saying, well, it ain't my job. I'd like to find that motherfucker and kill him again. Instead of, well, mm-hmm. it needed to be done, so I did it.
Well, Virgil, mm-hmm. you hit on the field there. And you see, and there's a lot of people out there waving the flag, America, freedom, all that. But you know what? When it comes right down to the nut cut, ladies and gentlemen, I doubt if 30% of America as a whole really loves freedom and knows what freedom means. Because you know what comes with freedom? Responsibility.
That's right.
There ain't no safety net. There ain't no welfare. There ain't no safety net. There ain't no special privileges for this group or for that group. You know, and along those same lines, all you are guaranteed, you're not guaranteed a fucking equal outcome of your endeavors in life, all right? All you are guaranteed is a level playing field, all right? What you do to make your way is 100% on you, all right? If you choose not to work, you should starve to death, all right? I'm tired of paying for it, motherfuckers. And don't get me wrong, we do have a moral duty to help those that can't help themselves. I'm talking about handicapped, widows, children, that kind of stuff. But all this of 30% of America living out of my back pocket because they're too lazy to get off their motherfucking ass and go to work, that's not freedom.
That's right. What you are describing, Russell, mm-hmm. right there with what you said. Look up the children's story of the grasshopper and the ants.
Yep.
Look up the children's story of the grasshopper and the ants. Read that story, and you will understand what he is saying. You will fully understand it.
You know, and the sad part, there are people that are really wanting to work but can't, you know, because jobs, you know, businesses are closing down and everything. There are some, I'll give you an example, like my son, he's finally straightening his act up. He's in rehab right now. And he said, you know, Dad, he said, this state sucks. people were wanting to get jobs and stuff, but can't because of the criminal record. I go, I know. But, you know.
That's got nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do with using that as an excuse. I know plenty of people got criminal records a mile long.
Oh, I know. I'm just
saying. Who are holding down a job now.
But New Mexico is true. In New Mexico is true because it's a liberal hellhole. I mean, you can't find work anywhere.
I've got two fellas that are part of crews I run, you know, and those guys fucked up. They made the mistake. they got out. They took some little bullshit jobs, you know, whatever they could find. Clerk, waiter, whatever, showed up for work and stuff like that. And when they showed up, I got to talk to them and could tell they were trying to give it their all, give it a good go. They had no job for a year or so. And I put them to work, and they both turned out to be pretty damn good hands, man.
Right.
And,
well, with him, he wants to get out of this state. He wants to move out of state once he finishes the program.
Well, Joseph, I hear that all the time. If I can just get out of here, I can do so much better. You can't run away from yourself. You got to change yourself first.
Well, that's true, but again,
yourself.
Again, Virgil, this is New Mexico. If you need, it's the only need. But, you know, and a lot, that's why we have lots of doctors fleeing this state. Lots of businesses are fleeing this state because of all the shit, you know.
Well,
you
just answered your own problem. You just answered your own problem. Mm-hmm. Everybody's wanting to leave New Mexico. If everybody's leaving New Mexico, ain't no stores, ain't nothing here. It's a shithole. Who wants to work in
a
shithole?
It is. And thanks to the current governor. It is.
I mean, these motherfuckers, these motherfuckers want to charge me $10.50 to bring my fucking 18-wheeler across the goddamn state line over there.
Yep.
But they ain't charging these fucking illegals a goddamn thing.
Exactly. You know.
Well, you got to understand. Most of those illegal aliens are uneducated. They depend. They sign up straight up for Social Security and welfare, which is not U.S. citizens. They shouldn't get. But they do that, and you know why they're doing that. They are bringing these people in and these numbers to replace me, Virgil, you, and ladies and gentlemen, if you have a job out there, they're wanting to replace you.
Oh,
you know what?
He's right about that.
Oh,
you
yeah.
are right about that,
oh, yeah.
Russell.
You
are
know
right
what?
About that.
Corporations, as they get more powerful from buying Democrats and Republicans alike, they become more powerful. They get more legislation passed. So they don't need to them, to these corporations that fund and these campaigns and all that stuff, to these big pharma, these big corporations and all that kind of stuff. We, the American people, expect too much for our labor. We should be happy to work for a third of what we're making, live 14 people in a house, and praise the government every morning we get up, because without that little bitty handout from them, the money we're being paid, we couldn't keep a roof over our head. So that's what it is.
That's right.
They look at the people that will willingly accept going on the government plantation, being told what they're going to do, how much they should be paid, and guarantee equal misery for all.
And that's why the transition doesn't want responsibility. They'd rather have that than go out and actually earn it.
Well, it's like this, Russell, like I told everybody. I'm out here in the trenches on these highways. Okay, I run these highways are my living. But I'm going to tell each and every person out there something. If you would see what I see driving these 80,000-pound 18-wheelers on your interstates and state highways today, you would avoid getting anywhere near a big truck, no matter what it is. Flatbed, dry van, reefer tanker, you would avoid it. Get as far, when you pass them, get as far ahead of them as you can. Because I'm telling you right now, these kids cannot drive. I see more wrecks at truck stops. I see more hoods get taken off of these trucks. Road over. You go down I-80 between Ogallala, Nebraska, and Cheyenne, Wyoming. If you got any money, if you got a good bit of money, buy a tow truck. Buy a tow truck and move up there. You'll make $1 million. You'll make $1 million in a year. I guarantee you. Mm-hmm. The quality of labor they are hiring these days in anywhere is just pitiful. It's just pitiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the other day I stopped at a truck stop and I walked into a Denny's and there was one lady working in there and she said, we're not serving anybody, it's to-go orders only. And she was doing the orders and she was back there cooking because nobody showed up. Nobody showed up for work. She was the only one that showed up for work. And it's getting like that all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting like that. You know, this petrol I'm parked at right now, I was surprised to see that the cafe is open, the Iron Skillet Cafe. And I went and got me some supper. And they've got 6 or 7 people working in there. And I was shocked. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it, that they were even open.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's everywhere, Russell. It's everywhere. It's your mechanic shops. Let me tell you something. I would not let one of these people touch my truck. I take it to either Big River Mac in Brobridge, Louisiana, or Capital Mac in Baton Rouge, whichever one can get in the fastest and first. But as far as these other mechanic shops, I wouldn't let them put air in my tires, man.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't let them put air in my tires.
Talking about trucking, I work for, this insurance company I work for has been around about 60 years, and we're still considered, I guess, a small business. There's probably about 250 employees, something like that, okay? And we do every kind of engineering work, construction layout, the whole 9 yards. I float between the engineering side and working for this big energy distribution company that has been contracted out to. Now, I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I get on these new subdivisions, you know, because I got to bring power, the power poles in, all that kind of stuff. So I get to go out to a lot of them, bring in the electricity and gas. And I'm going to tell you something. These new houses that they are throwing up, oh, my God, Virgil. I mean, if somebody would have threw something like that up 20 years ago, they'd have been run out of business. This stuff.
Well, I believe you, Russell. I believe you. I believe you. When we were kids, we built better tree houses worth more quality. We built better quality tree houses when we were kids.
So they swapped these houses together, and I'm talking about very sloppy construction. They swapped these houses together. They used this cheap labor. And now this is straight from the horse's mouth. From one of these big, big nationwide buildings. All right? Your average, okay, if you go in there, you know, you see the size, $250,000 to $400,000. Well, I had the owner of this ridiculous car. What the fuck?
That's Joseph's fucking hearing aid going out again.
Oh, okay. But like I was saying, having a whiskey and a cigar with this guy. All right, and that house you're paying $250,000 for, it cost them $150,000 to build it. This guy sat right there and told me, whatever it cost us to build that house, we automatically slap $100,000 on the price. So that's $250,000 house you bought is really $150,000 house. That's how these prices shit get inflated. That can't be considered nothing but price gouging. Ladies and gentlemen, any house that you buy new, brand new, brand new, you're starting out $100,000 upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the real estate agents and this and that, one thing and this. Russ, why did they appraise them at that high? You know, I mean, these people are supposed to be special. Can't they go in there and see that? You know, this house is way overpriced and valued way more. The reason, ladies and gentlemen, they don't give a fuck. Because you see, here in Texas, we have a thing called property tax. And let me tell you, they make a lot more money if they go ahead and say, yeah, that's a $250,000 house. And if they go, well, something fixed here. You know, it's all about stealing from you and I. That's all our government, federal, state, and local has become, is how can they steal more of you and I, steal more of our money. And that's what all this is about, ladies and gentlemen. It's about defrauding you, and this will continue to go on until we, as the American people, say enough, or the economy completely collapses, which will fuck all of us to death, which I think it'll finally happen before the majority of America grows a set and decides to stand up. I don't know. What do you guys got?
Well, it's just like I said, Russell. You know, they're not going to realize it till it's too late. Whenever they start loading up and packing up their shit that they've worked so hard for all their lives, then they're going to realize, hey, you know, maybe it's time for me to do something. Maybe I need to do something. I don't know what it is that I'm going to do, but I need to do something, you know, and it's going to take that. You see, Americans have become so spoiled and so arrogant, you know, they think that, you know, that even as a country, you know, we're invincible. They think individually they're invincible. You're not invincible. You're not invincible. Okay? You're not invincible against the shot callers. You're not invincible against the controllers. If the controllers say, go take all of his shit and make him dependent on us, they're going to go take all your shit and they're going to make you dependent on your controllers. That's what they want. They don't want people to ask questions. They don't want people to think for themselves. It's a matter of government. They want to change the Constitution of the United States to just one thing. Do as I say, not as I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what they want. In a nutshell. Bottom line.
Yep.
Bottom line.
Yep.
You are a piece of biological labor equipment to them. That's all you are, to provide them with possession. As far as they're concerned, you don't need any possession.
No, we're nothing but workers, drones. We should be happy with whatever they allow us to keep. I mean, Pelosi's now saying the statement after Donald Trump got his tax cut passed doing stuff like that. She went on national TV and said those tax cuts aren't anything but theft of government funds. That's what they think. everything you earn, as far as they're concerned, is theirs. They allow you to keep the amount, you know, and if paying them their big, leave you fucking living under a fucking overpass, so be it. You know, because they do not give a fuck about us whatsoever. We are worker drones / collateral against that $31 trillion national debt.
That is right.
Here
is a prime example of that. You go to whatever dealership and you buy that brand new pickup truck. Okay? Cash down. Cash and carry. You pay the sales tax on it, XXX amount, whatever. Okay? 5 years from now, you go trade that thing in. You get you another truck. You pay taxes on that one. The truck you drive, it goes in the used car section. Somebody else comes along and they buy it. Okay? Cash money down, whatever. But you pay another sales tax on it. And it continues on and on and on and on and on until that vehicle finally hits you pull it auto parts. Then if you go and find, oh, I need an alternator. I got a same year truck as that. I need that alternator off of there. You take that alternator off. You bring it to the counter. You pay for that. You pay sales tax on that.
Oh,
okay.
That's not the end of it. You are correct, man. It just goes on and on and on. The sales tax has been paid on that once. That should be the end of it. But it's the same thing. Your fucking driver's license, that's a form of taxation. You've got to get that thing renewed.
No.
Good thing.
Tell me about it.
The tags on your vehicle, that's nothing but tax. All right? A hunting and fishing license, that's a tax, you know.
License.
I mean, and you figure it out, you pay your city tax, you pay the county tax, you pay some states, you pay your state tax. In Texas, we do pay state tax. It's just called... it's just called property tax. It's a state tax, and it's probably more expensive than most states that actually call it a state tax, you know. And, oh, you got to love Texas. Austin is fucked up as can be. They convicted an Army guy who defended himself of murder in the city of Austin because Antifa and FIFA guy pointed a gun at him when they had the road shut down, and when that guy raised his AK-47 to him, he shot him dead. All right, so that guy's been convicted, and governor came out and go, well, I'm going to pardon this guy, and they go, well, no, you can't do that in Texas. It has to go to the board of pardons and paroles and all this stuff. These people have no problem railroading you if you go against their agenda and stand against their little brown shirt Nazis and actually defend yourself. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is in Texas. Now, we had a $31 billion surplus, right? And they're going, oh, my God, you know, what are we going to do with the surplus? Will we do this? Will we do that? No. No Hot Wheels, Abbott, no. How about you take that $31 billion and return it to the taxpayers you fucking stole it from in the first place.
Yeah.
Or at least finish I-10 between Orange and fucking Beaumont.
You're right. Well, guys, it's that fun.
Because I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I have never in my life seen Interstate I-10, a federal highway, in such disgusting shape as it is in now. Mm-hmm. I swear, it almost shakes my truck apart. And Joseph, I don't know what the fuck y'all doing. I don't know. Have y'all ever heard of asphalt? Have y'all ever heard of it? I mean, it's been around for quite a while, and whoever invented the shit was pretty smart because the fucking shit works. Okay?
Right. Well, again, yeah, you're in New Mexico, man.
Yep, I mean,
I know. You already come. You already see this way.
Russell, 10 months in Beirut, I haven't seen fucking bomb craters. I didn't see bomb craters in Beirut as big as the fucking potholes they got over here, man. I mean, this. I mean, that ought to be the fucking national monuments y'all got over here, man. Y'all ought to make these motherfuckers into public swimming pools.
You're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. That stretch of highway, I-10, east and west, from Orange, Texas, to Houston, Texas, is absolutely a piece of shit. Now, Virgil, I'm sure you've been through there, you know, where I-10 takes you across the San Jacinto River there, where they got the tugboats and barges and all that shit.
Yep.
Well,
sure
but that motherfucker stretch of highway was a parking lot once again for about 6 fucking hours today, because for whatever reason, people can't seem to make it across that fucking bridge without running over each other. I ain't never seen nothing like it. I'd rather take 3 ass-whoopings than have to drive from Houston to Orange. I'd be like, just take me out to the woodshed and whoop my ass. No, I ain't going to do it.
Well, Russell, yeah. the night I was driving up from Louisiana through Texas up here to New Mexico, a fucking police officer sees a car pulled over on the side of the road with his flashers going and decides to stop, instead of pulling over behind him, decides to stop dead beside him. Okay? Thank God I got disc brakes on this Mac. Okay? And I'm loaded. I'm loaded, about 77,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what, another 10 pounds on this truck, I'd have turned that goddamn police car into an accordion.
That's what they do.
I barely got the truck stopped.
Then they wonder why they get hit.
You know, policing in Houston, Texas is a fucking joke anyway. I'm telling you, man, it's just, I don't know, and I'm pretty sure it's like that everywhere, man, and you got these liberal judges, man, they arrest these motherfuckers, and they're out on the street the next day, violent crimes, then they cut their ankle monitors off and fucking disappear, and then they finally get arrested again, and these same fucking dumbass judges put them right back on the street. And that's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
you know,
in Louisiana, that is because a lot of these fall brats get arrested and mommy and daddy get them out. Deep pockets. Everything's for sale in Louisiana. Everything.
Well, everything's for sale everywhere now.
Yep. Especially in these lease states, you know, it's like that everywhere, especially out here.
Well, let me give you an example. This is a true story you can look up. All right, my friend with the sheriff's office, he worked this case. There was a guy from Donaldsonville. Okay, he was with his girlfriend, and they were riding in a Lincoln Continental, and they were going down a place called Bayou Pigeon Road. They got into an argument, and he kicked the girl out the car. He went down the road about a half a mile or so, still with the red ass, turned the car around, headed back toward her with his foot through the floorboard, hit the woman, broke every bone in her body, killed her, hit her so hard her purse went into the front grill, turned the car around and went to Bell River, went to a bar named the Spunky Monkey, where people saw the blood all over the car, and he claimed that he hit a deer. Well, since when do deer carry purse? 6 months probation suspended.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, out here, if you go in and rob you a bank, kill somebody, it could be out within 24 hours. Nothing done. Yep.
Well, I mean, it's all a joke. It's all a joke.
Oh, yeah. The whole justice system in this country has become a fucking joke. You're no longer innocent till proven guilty. You're guilty until proven innocent. They don't have to have a legitimate excuse to investigate you. If you're considered to be an enemy to whatever power it is in that area, they will find a way to fuck with you and harass you. It's become
Russell, when you go to court and, you know, you got arrested, you make bond and you make your court date, and you go to the men's room, you go hit the head in the men's room at the courthouse, and you see this motherfucker in a suit in the men's room, and he's doing lines of cocaine long as a number two pencil. And you don't pay it no mind, it's none of your business, whatever. Until you go back in the courtroom, and this same motherfucker you met in the men's room is your public defender.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard stories like that, yep.
Well, and Virgil just made a very valid point there, ladies and gentlemen, and that is, as of this time in our history, in America, it is not with justice for all. It's how much justice can you afford?
Right? Well, it's like this, Russell. It's like this. If you're going to buy firearms to defend yourself, your home, and your family, just go ahead and get the extra financing and invest in a small backhoe or mini excavator. Okay, that way you don't have to dial 911. Okay, you take care of everything in one shot.
Yep.
You know, if you've got your own property, that's the best way to go. And that's what I tell all these liberals, all these anti-gun people, and I've got them that live around me. Don't worry about the guns I got in my house. Start worrying when you see a backhoe parked in my front yard. That's when you start worrying.
Yep. That's why I tell everybody out here, you know, it's like, we got plenty of room out here to bury bodies.
AAA rental, Sunbelt rentals, Ness, they rent them all the time.
Home Depot, you know?
They're not that hard to operate. They're not that hard to operate.
But, well, guys, we got overtime and everything, so you guys want to close down and come back Thursday, or you guys want to take off about a couple weeks?
Yeah, let's see what's going to happen and come back Thursday.
Okay. I predict another shooting tomorrow.
Well, maybe Kamala Harris will fly to Hawaii and show us how to suck start the battleship Missouri,
or Stormy Daniels to teach her.
Nah, Stormy Daniels ain't got shit on Kamala. Boy, they ought to put that in the Olympics, huh, Russell?
Right.
They ought to put that in the Olympics.
Oh yeah. Well, I tell you what, I've got one prediction tomorrow that I guarantee you 100% will come true. I'm going to stop at the liquor store on the way home tomorrow after work.
Yeah, I wish I could. I was tempted to drink a few today with the day I had today, but that's another story. I ain't gonna get into it.
Right.
Have a good evening. Be safe out there, Virgil. Keep your head on the swivel, Joseph. We'll talk to y'all on Thursday. This is Gunny. I'm out of this.
All righty.
Good night, America. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are. I'm hitting the sleeper.
We are going to sign off, and we'll be back Thursday night. Catch you on the swivel. Ah.